You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.
The market tells me what offers to put out and what funnels to put out. The market tells me what stories to tell. If you really think about it, there's not that much genius required in this game. It's just a matter of knowing the formulas and knowing what to look for. That's it. It's not about being a genius. It's about being a detective. All right, it's about how good you can listen to the marketplace.
Finally, after 5 years of product failures, my 35th offer actually worked. And my next 55 products generated over $11 million in sales in just 4 years. But after seeing the flaws in my baby business, I decided to shut it all down and restart from scratch as entrepreneurs do. Follow me and the other capitalist pig-loving entrepreneurs as I continue my journey to $100 million in sales. I'm your host, Steve J. Larson, and welcome to Season 2 of Sales Funnel Radio.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to Sales Funnel Radio. Steve Larson, your host. This is Season 2. I am documenting my journey to $100 million in sales, which we are on our way towards, which is very exciting. Marley and I just submitted for the 2 Comic Club Award, and it's been fun. It's been really, really fun. Sprinting. You know, it's interesting how often you come back to the very same core basic principles over and over and over again. And just learn the basics on a deeper level. And I really feel like the further you get down any path, it's not a matter of learning some new trick all the time or learning some new, you know, flash in the pan thing all the time. It's a matter of understanding the basics on a deeper and deeper level. And I really think that's one of the reasons why my stuff is so, it's going to sound conceited, but popular is because what I do, I feel like one of my gifts is to go deep onto simple principles and just teach them on a deeper level or even a more simple level. And that really is one of the greatest accelerants I feel like you could ever have. You know, so I went to sleep last night at 10, which is I usually don't do. I'm usually kind of a night owl. And I could not sleep anymore past like 3:40. So I was working shortly after 4 a.m. this morning. Cranked out 2 hours of work before I got my kids up and took them to school. And now I'm coming back. I got 4 hours before we have our next live challenge. And so Marley Jackson and I are doing a challenge called Content for Leads. And the whole point of it is to teach people how to do, you know, how to use YouTube for daily organic lead flow. That's it. How do you create, and really, that's how I built my whole business. I really don't do the ads game. And you all know that if you listen to my stuff. Like, it's not that we don't do it. It's something that I hire out, though. I usually don't take the time to understand it. What I've spent my career learning is, in terms of traffic, is how to get the organic stuff working. And for me, that's been more attractive because, you know, you think about it with ads. Like, ads is a one-and-done option. I have to go pay for the ad once. And if it doesn't convert them in the moment, I either have to pay to get in front of them again with like a retargeting ad, or I have to do another ad or something else to get in front of them that maybe it's just like a different offer or a different like front end, something different to go sell them. And so I don't know, it's not attractive to me. Like I was like, well, I want to go do the organic game and really learn that game. And then ads are an accelerant instead of a dependency, you know? And I think that's the real pain That's the squeeze that a lot of companies are feeling around. Most people would not be feeling the squeeze, you know, in like the kind of the tough spot a lot of people are in right now, if they truly controlled their own lead flow. And I got to tell you, one of the most surprising and cool things I ever see is to log into my own ClickFunnels account, look at the stats, and see how many people have organically gone to every single one of my funnels that I've launched over the last, you know, 5 years or so without me driving any ads. All organic. Like, you see what I'm saying? And like that is such a security. Oh my gosh. The other thing that's been interesting though is, and these are patterns I've been looking at even harder lately, is which funnel topics get the most traffic to them organically compared to the amount of content that I've put out. There are some topics that are so hot that I really haven't put that much content out about them, but they get more opt-ins than everything else. And then there's other funnels that I have where I look at them and it's more valuable in terms of sellability, you know, enterprise value. I could go off and build a company around it, set, you know, make a business around it. It's not as strong as like a looked up thing. So I got to make more content to get the same results as the example before. Does that make sense? So like, and that's an interesting thing to go back and forth on. In fact, I was talking to someone about this recently where, you know, I have multiple Seinfeld lists. And if you don't know what that is, a Seinfeld list is just like a general list, you know. Per business, I have one Seinfeld list. And it's called that because we send what's called a Seinfeld email. And this email is like a daily email that we'll send out. I am not that consistent with it in terms of daily email. I go back and forth. All right. There's like seasons where I'm crazy good at daily emails and there's other seasons where I'm awful at it. And I just, you know, my audience might think I'm like dead. You know, I just, and I don't know. I used to think like, oh man, I got to fix this. This is a massive flaw of mine. Like, or maybe it's just how I work. I just ebb and flow. So whatever. But my point is that, you know, I have several of these lists because I really have several different silos of businesses. To me, it's four. So it's four different ones. And it's not to say all of them are my active focus. What Marley and I do together is what I actively spend 80% of my time, effort, and energy on. Thought process, everything. But I still have all these old things that I've used to do what I've done. You know, I saw the frameworks around those. And they're great. I'm never going to get rid of that stuff. But what's been fascinating is to see how fast lists grow organically without me doing anything. Just because of the topic itself mixed with organic content. Just those right there. Probably can hear the cars going by. I'm coming back from dropping my girls off at school. And so it's interesting because if you start looking at the numbers, it just is a constant reminder to me that, I mean, truly, the market tells you what to do all the time. The market tells you how to grow. The market tells me what objections they're going to have by giving me objections. The market tells me what offers to put out and what funnels to put out. The market tells me what stories to tell. You know, like if you really think about it, there's not that much genius required in this game. It's just a matter of knowing the formulas and knowing what to look for. That's it. It's not about being a genius. It's about being a detective. All right. It's about how good you can listen to the marketplace. And I got to tell you that when I first realized that a number of years ago, it was one of the most freeing things that I ever realized because I kept thinking, and especially with what my degree taught me in college, which I'll never bash school. School's great. I still might go get my MBA just for the fun of it at some point. I like learning. I don't know. I like high pressure learning too, like that. That's fun. But one of the biggest things I learned in school is like, oh, you got to go be different and unique. And, you know, it's got to be so out there that no one's ever done it before. And truly, that's risky. You know, that's like, I'm not saying don't do that, but there's a time and place for it rather than in every area of your business, which means a lot of stuff's already figured out for you. You know, but just by listening to the market, I can go figure out, you know, what hooks are likely to work. What funnels are likely to work. I really have not had a failing funnel since I left my job coming up on 5 years ago. One, not a single one. And that sounds like a brag moment, but it, you know, certainly is a humble flex. Part of the reason for that is because I got...
Hey, I hope you're enjoying the episode. Let me interrupt for just 1 minute here. One time I was speaking on the stage at this event, this guy picked up a microphone and he said, Steve, when do Facebook ads begin paying off? And I remember looking confused and just asking back, like, what do you mean? He repeated the question and said, well, we've been spending a lot of money on Facebook ads for a long time now, and we're just wondering when this begins to all pay off, when we actually start making money from the ad. I said, wait, Facebook ads are not an investment. They don't pay off someday. This is direct response marketing. So if we don't get a payoff within the first few days, we turn off the ads. How much money have you spent? I will never forget the look at this guy's face as he realized he had the completely wrong mindset about ads. And he said, we've spent over $250,000 without any return on ads at all. My stomach fell out of my body. Look, this is direct response marketing, meaning we measure the direct response of our marketing. That's why ads are the holy grail of marketing. They're not an investment that pays off someday, sorry colleges, because every dollar spent on ads should return with another dollar very soon. That's what my good friend John Parks and I are doing the Chief Ads Officer Workshop on May 15th through the 17th. John has spent over $150 million in Facebook ads profitably and manages the ads accounts for some of the biggest names out there. John is going to take 50 business owners through his unique Facebook ads process while you follow along. At the end, you're going to have your own account running. I simply asked John to show us what's working best today in the ads world right now. John told me that one of the hardest parts of running ads today is finding the right person to do it. Traditional org charts don't really have a spot for the ad buyer, so this workshop will help you install a new role, whether in-house or if you go higher, the new role of Chief Ads Officer inside your business. This workshop is both for those who want to learn ads themselves or for those who want to learn to communicate with their media buyer better. The workshop is only happening one time in person in my event studio in Boise, Idaho, May 15th through the 17th, and all the details are at chiefadsofficer.com. Go to chiefadsofficer.com right now to save your seat and get more details. We can't wait to see you there. Let's get back to the episode.
Not really good at listening to the market rather than, this is a good idea, let's go do this. I don't have to be the constant source of good ideas. The market already is, right? And you can make something that's too blue. Let me just tell you. We moved into this house that we're in at the beginning of the year. So it's been, what, 7-8 months, something like that? 8 months. You know, supply chain right now is so slow and construction costs are so high that the builder of this house lent us, it's a new house, they lent us this microwave. It's a simple example of this, man. The moment I saw this, I was like, I am going to make an episode about this. And this microwave was just the most standard microwave. Just the most standard microwave that's out there, right? And whatever, it works. It works. Like a month ago, our microwave finally came in. It took them like 6 or 7 months just to get a microwave, whatever. And, you know, it's like a small thing, doesn't matter. And they came and they put this microwave in, and I freaking hate it. I hate our microwave so much. It is awful. I did not know that there were other ways to build a microwave. But whatever company this is, built a microwave that is so blue. Okay, follow me here with the ears of a marketer. They built a product that is too blue. It is so freaking loud. And it looks like it's an oven. You open this thing up, it's huge, first of all. Every time you use it, it is so loud. I can hear it throughout the whole house on the lowest sound setting. I cannot figure out how to make this stupid thing shut up. And I look at this thing and I'm like, I hate this microwave. And then I looked at the other appliances, and sure enough, they're all built by the same company. There is like a general character flaw in every single one of these products. And I realized looking at it, I was like, why do I hate these so much? I'm like, oh, they're too blue. We're going past the utility and whole, you know, purpose of this product. I hate it. You know, and it's like, it's way out there. So my point is, you can make offers that are too blue. You can launch funnels that are too progressive. You can put stuff out there, right? It is the market that tells you what it wants. It is the market that comes back and says, this is what you should create for me. This is how I want you to sell me. This is the funnel I want. This is the ads that I want. And they tell you because you know which ones are working. And most people don't look at it like that. They're like, oh man, my ads didn't work. Oh man, my content didn't get leads. Oh man, my funnel didn't convert the way I wanted it to. Therefore, it's all a scam. We're not one funnel away and it's all garbage, blah, right? And they freak out. And that always drives me nuts because what they don't understand is they are being shown, they're being told exactly what the market is asking them to do. And so there is one trick though. There's one caveat that makes all this work. And without it, it will not work. This isn't some marketing thing I'm saying. I mean, you're on a free podcast, okay? This is it, okay? There is one thing, and that is if you choose to not ever launch, if you don't choose to ever do any kind of traffic, if you don't ever go out and actively try to sell your thing every single day, you will not have the amount of data you need or the sample size that's large enough to make strong decisions. Now that I can go back to all these funnels and I have all this organic content, I can look back at all these funnels that I've put out and all this stuff and go, wow, you know what? I can make less content, but because of the nature of the topic, it gets more opt-ins than anything else I've made, right? Or over here in the real thing, it's a smaller sample size, but I still want it to be my active business. So that means I probably have to make more content to get the same amount of lead flow, right? Same amount of opt-ins every day. Does that make sense? And this is a big thing to understand. And so get away from the idea that you're going to go make $1 million in 3 months. Like, stop that. Cut that out. That drives me nuts. Like, oh, if it's like this all or nothing mentality that's out there where it's like, all right, if I don't break some kind of record out of the gate, then I'm not a prodigy. You know what I mean? And I'm not, I suck and it's never going to work and I should just throw in the towel. Dang it, I'm not one funnel away. You know what I mean? And they just freak out. And like, no, like, you're going to go to bat lots of times. And in those times, every time you do it, you're going to learn something. And it's not just in the terms of marketing skills or funnel skills or what kind of content I should put out there. It is in terms of what the market is asking from you. And all you got to do is be one or two standards of deviation away from the norm, and you're unique enough. You're blue enough, right? You can have two exact same offers and have one difference in how it's sold. And you still can be unique enough for an entire marketplace to want to buy from you. Case in point, network marketing, affiliate marketing. Y'all are selling the same thing, literally. You change one way on how it's sold, and now it's blue enough. And that's my point. You can be too blue. And this is a matter of listening to the marketplace, and they're telling you. And so every time you quote unquote fail, all you're doing is learning. And I know that there's these cliches where it's like, oh, well, I've never failed if I don't ever stop. And those are true. Those are very, very true. But sometimes people use them as this reason to not look at their data and not say, oh my gosh, this is what I need to go put together. And oh man, everything needs to be perfect 24/7. And if it doesn't work the first time, it'll never work the 100th time. And it's just not true. Right? I went through so many business tries, so many times to think through, you know, my first real business attempt was in stocks and options and then in real estate. That was like 10 years ago. Has there been anyone in the last 10 years that has made money in stocks and options or real estate since I failed in it? Of course. So I'm the variable. Does that make sense? Your idea right now is probably good enough to make a butt ton of cash, just like so much money. Why it doesn't work is because usually there's not enough confidence in launching, in data, in marketing, because You're sitting back and, you know, and I'm not saying you if you're not doing this actively, but you know what I'm saying? You're sitting back, not getting enough data. Just launch. And then guess what? Do it again. And then guess what? Do it again. All of the people that have had the most success with my stuff launch more than once. The same funnel. You don't have to launch a new funnel, new funnel, new funnel, new funnel. Launch the same funnel in the same way you did before, over and over and over and over. Easiest way to make a lot of money. So anyway, I am very excited for this challenge. I got to get off here. I just got home. I get really animated on that topic because it just drives me nuts on how many people consistently are like, hey, you know what? It's not going to work because it didn't the first time. And it's like, nah, listen to the market. Don't worry about being so blue 24/7, you know? Anyway, hey, if you are interested in this, go to contentforleads.com and we'll teach you how to do what I'm talking about. And it's a fantastic strategy and one that keeps you safe and, or more safe, I should say, reduces risk. We'll say it that way. And cool, contentforleads.com. We'll see you guys in the next one. Thanks for listening. If you would be so kind, please subscribe if you haven't. Like this if you could. And then in iTunes, if you could give me a... I'm trying to tell iTunes that this stuff is better than 99% of the garbage that's out there. By the way, I did see some cool new data to show that in its category, this is in the top 0.5% of it, of the shows that are out there. So thank you so much. And that is in that is due to you. And leaving reviews. So if you would be so kind. Thanks so much. Bye. Hey, thanks for listening. Be sure to download all 300 episodes from season one, which documented my journey from literally zero to my first 5 million. To easily download season one, just go to salesfunnelradio.com and enter your email. It'll actually pop up in the email that you put in there. You can also see a link to interview me or work with me or even record your own questions for the show. Again, just go to salesfunnelradio.com, subscribe to the newsletter, and then the download link for season one, it actually comes as an audiobook, will be in your email for free.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.